We do love our classics here at 4CA. It's Murray in the Breakfast Show. We do it thanks to Fair Income Sheds Cairns. Well, this is pretty disturbing. I mean, we know in pure numbers, just because of the population, the US is certainly having one of the toughest times when it comes to dealing with COVID-19. But when Ireland came out of a strict six-week lockdown in December, it had one of the lowest levels of COVID-19 cases in Europe. Since then, the situation has dramatically unravelled. Now, the country recorded the highest infection rate in the world last week, according to Our World in Data, an online, it's an online, scientific publication based at the University of Oxford. In the 7 days leading up to January 10, Ireland reported around about 1,323 COVID-19 cases per million people. The statistic showed more than any other country over the same period. Well, a former Cairns local that we've caught up with and generally had, brighter conversations over the last couple of months. Laurie Nell, he's actually based at Dunleary, which is not far from Dublin. He joins us live from Dublin this morning. Laurie, thank you so much for your time. I know it's late at night and it sounds like it's been a really, really difficult time, particularly since the 2nd of January there in Ireland.
It has, and as you said in the introduction there, Murray, the lockdown ended. It probably shouldn't have ended. All the pubs open, people were allowed to go visit family and so on and have what was meant to be a normal Christmas. And it was fairly predictable, but unfortunately what's happened is that the outcome was beyond what had been predicted. And so you gave some numbers there, and I was looking back on the 7th of January just less than a week ago now, they peaked it here in Ireland at almost 8,000 cases in a day.
Wow.
It's completely mad stuff. Now, the good news is that, they've put in place a new lockdown just after Christmas, and since that time, since the peak anyway, 7 days ago, numbers have started falling each day. So today was down around, a much more reasonable, which is a pretty sad thing to say, but a much more reasonable 3,500 cases. But of course, there's this lag between cases being reported and deaths. And so today, we had, I think, the highest number of deaths we've had in Ireland in a day, which was 63. So it's pretty bad. And I think everyone is just trying to stay safe and keep the masks on and stay away from other people and wash the hands and do all of that stuff that we know that we really should be doing.
And look, I think one of the greatest dangers for places like Ireland at the moment is the fatigue, because as I well know, Ireland's been having a difficult time still grappling with it. The proximity to the rest of Europe, large population numbers, and particularly this strain that's come out of the UK. So I should imagine for a lot of people and a lot of your fellow countrymen and people that live in Dublin as well, I guess the fatigue of just constantly being in lockdown, Christmas would have been a great opportunity to spend time with friends and family, but there the danger lies, Laurie.
Exactly, and as we were talking about when we spoke, I think it was Christmas Eve when we spoke last time, Murray, it seems like years ago now. As I was saying, Christmas is such a big thing in Ireland, and there's such a focus on people coming home to spend Christmas with their families. And sadly, I hate to say, but sadly, there was a degree of that happened. And what that meant was, on the one hand, you had people crowding together in, it's winter, of course, here, so people crowding together indoors, but then also people coming from England and other parts of the UK, bringing this new UK variant of the coronavirus, which, as we now know, is much more infectious. And so I think it's about 50% of the current cases they're discovering are this new variant. So it is causing a bit of problem. And, there've been impacts. Obviously, when you have any lockdown, it impacts on business and society and schools and all of that sort of thing. But needless to say, with the spike in numbers, there have been big impacts on the healthcare system as well.
And let's talk a little bit more about families, because I know you've got a sweet young daughter, Juliana, who's probably tuned in listening to Dad right now. So good morning to Juliana. Now, I should imagine, with what's happened in the last year or so, she would have been really impacted, not just school, but so many extracurricular things that she does, for example. Tell me a little bit more about, some of the family things that have been happening for you in your wider family and, of course, directly there with your daughter and, of course, your wife.
Well, I think the thing is that you know, obviously, when the heavy lockdowns are on, schools are being closed. So back in March through to June, and now again, the schools are closed. After September, when the school year restarted in the Northern Hemisphere, schools were open. And that really gave a great opportunity for children just to have a bit more social contact and to engage with other kids their age, because we all know that social interaction is so important. But what also happened was a lot of the sports reopened, even if it was in a slightly more controlled way. So there was a lot more children had a lot more opportunity to engage with others. But now with the lockdown coming back on, all of that sport and all of those extracurricular activities, Murray, have ended, and the kids are homeschooling, and we don't know how long that'll go on for. But so it has had a heavy impact on children, and obviously when you have children being homeschooled, on the one hand, you have variations between the level of homeschooling that the different schools can offer, but also it has a big impact on families who are trying to work. So you can imagine if you're a family with a couple of young children under the age of, say, 5, they're not going to sit there and do classes all day on Zoom or MS Teams or something else. You know, they need constant attention. So the stress levels on parents, which obviously, you know, impact on children as well, are obviously, you know, they're quite significant. And, you know, add into that the potential for a member of the family to pick up COVID or to have to self-isolate because they've been exposed to someone. You know, it is difficult. It's been really tough on families and children in many different ways.
And also, I believe even your sister-in-law has been in a situation where she's just gone to work, you know, in her professional capacity, and suddenly there's possibly been an outbreak where she's been working, so that would be causing absolute havoc for her at home as well.
It would, and I think it's that sort of sense of having to just, you know, take a step back and you know, self-isolate. But it's just that natural worry that any parent would have for their children, their wider family, and what that might mean. So, you know, there's all of those sorts of things. I think the mental health questions are you know, the mental health issues, I should say, that will emerge over time are probably quite significant. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, sadly, how that happens. And I think as well, most particularly, for those people who've had to close down their business or who have been made redundant or laid off temporarily even because of the impact on their business and their employer, you know, there's some really significant consequences. And that's before we even talk about people working in healthcare who are, you know, at the front line, so to speak, of the battle against COVID.
And I think that's one of the things I was just keen to talk about and touch on before we wrap up this morning as well, is that, you know, I'm still seeing it. I saw something online. I was just shocked and horrified the other day. People that are still saying that this is just a hoax. The authorities are trying to control us, and this is all just a big hoax. As we well know, you know, the impact on economies, if we allow this COVID-19 into countries and it's spreading the way that it is, has a dramatic impact on the economy. So I should imagine this spike in the last couple of days is likely to play out with quite an impact on the Irish economy as well in due course.
Of course, there's absolutely no doubt about that, and I think the Irish economy is in a good place in some ways, because there are a lot of pharmaceutical companies here and a lot of medical device companies, and of course they're very busy for all the wrong reasons. But at the same time, there are sectors that have just been completely destroyed by what's happened over the last 11, 12 months. Hospitality, tourism, construction, even, you know, sport and leisure, because everything has just been closed down for months on end. And that will, of course, have a toll. And once you get into that sort of situation of you know, long-term unemployment, people lose skills and the confidence and the mental health issues come through. So it is a real concern. And as you said, you know, there are still people saying this is a hoax. And I do quite a bit of work with a lot of people in the healthcare system in Ireland, and it's not a hoax. I was talking to someone who works as an intensive care nurse just today, who was telling me that all leave has been cancelled and that everyone has to report to work if they can. Mm. But of course, you know, not everyone can because healthcare workers get infected and they also have to self-isolate at times. So there are some real challenges.
And after all that, it's also your birthday today, Laurie. So all the best. Have a fantastic birthday despite these circumstances you're in.
Thank you very much, Murray. It's great to speak to you as always.
And look, as a former Cairns local, I should imagine that kicking back by the beach here at Trinity Beach today would be something that would probably be in the back of your mind as well.
I think it'd be a little bit warmer than here in Dublin, and a little bit sunnier as well. But look, that's how it goes.
Look, Laurie, great to talk to you this morning. Actually, live from Dunleary in Ireland, Laurie Nella, a former local. Have a fantastic day, and I just hope onwards and upwards for you and everyone in the family and, of course, in Ireland. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Laurie.
Thanks, Murray. Each Saturday.